You're listening to SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web on CFRU.ca. I have started to listen to Riverside's recent album, Eye of the Soundscape, the Polish prog rock band's seventh album from 2016. It is more of an unreleased compilation album than a new studio album, presenting old, experimental, instrumental pieces that were recorded over the past 10 years. It is also a posthumous Riverside album featuring their dearly departed lead guitarist, Peter Grudzinski, who passed on at the start of 2016. However, there are four new compositions included on Eye of the Soundscape, and we just listened to one of them, called Shine. I am glad to report that Toronto's Indo-Fusion collective, Auto Rickshaw, will be releasing a new studio album at the end of September, called Meter, their fifth album in celebration of 15 years of music making. Auto Rickshaw will be holding CD release concerts at the Small World Music Center in Toronto on Thursday, September 28th and Friday, September 29th. You can find out more information on their Facebook page at Auto Rickshaw Music or on their official website, www.autorickshaw.ca. We will now listen to Chana from their 2006 album, So the Journey Goes.
Itata. Tadinginatum. 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 Tadinginatum.
Yeah.
an excellent, skillful song by Mississauga's progressive rock metal band, Polarity, showing off a more technical side to their instrumentalism. Peripheral Consciousness, from their 2016 album, Action Potential. The former song came to us from a new destination. While the SMK consistently scans the south, east, and west horizons of the musical landscape, rarely do we look north. What a privilege that we are able to find such eclectic music in one of our Canadian territories. Quantum Tangle is the Juno Award-winning alternative Indigenous music duo from Yellowknife, Northwest Territories, consisting of Gray Grit and Tiffany Ayalike. They combine Indigenous and world styles of music and lyrics, including throat singing, haunting melodies, and traditional legends, which, taken from their Bandcamp page, present pieces that look back through history to challenge, educate, and encourage the next generation to be socially aware. Quantum Tangle released Shelter As We Go, their debut album, on Coax Records this past July, and we heard their song, Ikersug. Speaking of new locations to find new music, I was excited to receive an email a few weeks ago from a new progressive art rock band. This time we gaze northeast into Scandinavia, towards Grus Peridae from Finland. I apologize for any mispronunciations. Grus Peridae consists of a collective trio of Petteri Kurik, Rami Turtia Inin, and Jarno Koivunen. From what I read and received through their email to me, they only have two singles available at the moment, 2014's Passes By, Inheritance of Devotion, and their recent extended single from 2016, which we will listen to now, called Forthcoming Non-Intellectual Decadence.
Thank you. Thank you. This is Anne of Dream Aria from Toronto, and you are listening to SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web at cfru.ca. We'll be right back.
Please come home, lonely robot. Your heart is beautiful, programmed to receive. We miss you now, lonely robot. Ever so beautiful.
That was Lonely Robot at his most dramatic and atmospherical, the instrumental soundtrack side to his emotionally pop-structured prog rock songs. That was the extended title track to Lonely Robot's new sophomore album, The Big Dream, released on Inside Out Sony Music. I hope you good sentries are not growing restless of me returning to Anathema, but it is actually a partial return. This is because we will be focusing on one of the band members of Anathema. Within a week of the Anathema concert in Toronto, I found out, with great joy, that Daniel Kavanagh, the eldest of the three Kavanagh brothers, and one of the leading multi-instrumental compositional members of Anathema, will be releasing his debut solo album on October 13th through K-Scope. It will be called Monochrome, which consists of many personal, reflective songs inspired by internal feelings of love and loss. He felt that these songs should be released under his own name rather than giving them to Anathema for further development. We will hear the first song made available from Daniel Kavanagh's Monochrome, called The Exorcist.
And I can't be where you are today, and I can't feel what you feel today. It's hard for me.
Save me.
Tempest by White Moth Black Butterfly, an experimental music cross-continental songwriting partnership between Daniel Tompkins of the English prog rock band Tesseract and Keshav Dar of the Indian rock band Sky Harbor. This song comes from their sophomore album, Atone, built upon compositions of organic, textured, and cinematic timbres and themes of loss and hope. White Moth Black Butterfly's new album, Atone, is out now on K-Scope. To finish up today's observations on the Sentinel's marvelous kaleidoscope, we will be hearing from Dream Aria, listening to the remaining piece that we have not heard on SMK yet, off their new album, On the Other Side. This is the closing track to this album, which wraps it up quite nicely, although I wish it was longer in duration to explore and develop in musical space and texture. This is Dream Aria at their most mystical and ethereal, drifting into the sonic realms of ambient and new age music. This is Akasha, fire, earth, air, water. This has been SMK, the Sentinel's marvelous kaleidoscope, at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web on cfru.ca. Keep informed with the show on Facebook and Twitter, both at SMK Radio Program. Until next, we behold, prog on and look inward and beyond. Thank you.